one further link that I just thought of this as you're talking. In Matthew, we had interest. The Lord said, I'll take care of your interest. In Luke, the Lord says, I have interest, and I want you to take care of my interest. That's what we have here. It's just a reversal, isn't it? And so there were 10 servants. Now, somebody help us with this word 10. I'm sure somebody can. What's the significance of 10?
Sorry, one second, Chuck.
Sure.
One sentence. If we're taking care of his interests, then the character of our service should be heavenly in character, since he's the King in heaven. Mm-hmm.
The number 5 symbolizes man's responsibility, and double that is man's responsibility to God and toward man, and with respect to the 10 commandments in the Old Testament. But that would raise a question almost, because these men are where the servants, but we see that they're given the 10 pounds, yet one of them was not ready to receive the 10 pounds, for he did not know what to do with it. So sort of maybe to what you and Brother Tate said, Kevin, you talked about seeking the kingdom, and this is to try to prepare ourselves and to try to find what the Lord would have us to. But I guess my question is, maybe if someone could clarify what the 10 pounds is, the significance of that, because it seems as if this one servant was not ready to receive this pound, and almost you wonder if he was saved because of verse 22, I think it is, where he's rebuked.
He wasn't saved.
He wasn't.
He wasn't.
So is he really the Lord's servant then?
Let's talk about the kingdom. We'll get help if we can do that. We can take a little bit of time. Most of us have been schooled, and we've grown up knowing the truth of the church. We've known the truth of the body of Christ. And if I'm saved, I'm a member of the only body that exists on this earth, and that's the body of Christ. Now, when I come to the truth of the kingdom in the Word of God, I come to that which encompasses profession. Who is a member of the kingdom? Everyone who says, I am loyal to the man Christ Jesus. Now, they may not be loyal, but they're seen as in the kingdom if they express allegiance to that one. In the kingdom, there is reality, and in the kingdom, there are those that are not real. And if we can see that as we go through these parables, we're going to be helped. And then again, Emil has said, the Lord helps us in our thinking, our apprehension. If I think of the church, I think of only that which is real. If I think of the kingdom, I think of many who profess to be servants of the Lord Jesus, and we'll come to it in a little while. The Lord does not judge that man out of what the Lord says. He says, I'll judge you out of what you have personally spoken. I hope that helps, and maybe others could help. Dave, I see you're ready to say something.
No, I'm going to leave that till we come to the end. But it would be just something for us to consider, because we took this up at Grove City last year, and some light came to me on that question that Matt asked. But we'll talk, come to that sooner or later. But let's just go back to this matter of 10. You know, I remember as a younger person, still very young, just 25, I remember as a younger person, whenever brethren spoke of numbers, I was always baffled, because I couldn't understand, where did they get the meaning and significance of numbers from? 10 is responsibility. Mm-hmm. What do you mean? Where did you get that from? Did you just pull that out of the air? 40 is a generation. Where did you get that from? And things like 12 is administration. And where did you get that from? But I think for us young people to appreciate, so that we don't have to wait very long to find out where these numbers came from, there isn't a specific scripture that writes, you know, that's written 10 means such and such and 12 means such and such. 12 comes from the 12 apostles. There were persons here who trafficked with the Lord Jesus. There are, if you look at the city in Revelation 21, it has 12 foundations, referring again to the apostles upon which things were structured. Because remember, the truth that we are holding in our hands were handed down to us by the apostles. The apostles' doctrine, Acts 2:42. 10, we've got 10 fingers.
Ten toes.
Ten toes. Okay? We use them, our hands for serving, our feet for walking. Okay? 40 years. You remember Moses was brought up in Egypt for 40 years, in the backside of the desert for 40 years, and then there was 40 years of wandering in the wilderness. So, you get a sense of where the significance comes from, that it's not just arbitrarily done. Okay? So when we come to 10 bond servants, we are speaking about responsibility. The king is going away. The king says, I am coming back. He's returning. It's a guarantee. It's not an if I will come back. It's I'm coming back. So in the meantime, what does he want to do? As John pointed out to us earlier, he wants to set up his 10 servants in business. In whose business? In his own business, his own interest. So he brings to them something of himself. The 10 pounds come from him. It's what he has that he's going to deposit in each and every one of us. Now to understand the 10 pounds.
I'm going to leave it to the brethren to lead us
on. Two other references of why we know 10 speaks of responsibility. We know of the parables of the 10 lepers. They all had responsibility to go back and give thanks unto the Lord, but we know only one returned. The 10 virgins who had to make sure they had the oil in their lamp ready when the bridegroom came.
Yes.
I think it's interesting that when the master left, he didn't just leave his servant and say, I'll come back. He left something from himself. He didn't leave them alone. But I think the 10 pounds is, the 10 services are responsibility toward God, but the 10 pounds is kind of what he has left us so that we can serve him. He left us his word, he left us prayer, he left us a number of things to make our service. He didn't just leave us empty-handed.
All right, let's talk about business here. Let's talk about some wealth and some business here. How many of you heard of Wall Street? Okay. Tony might have to help me with this.
Where is it, ML?
Okay, where is Wall Street?
Where is that?
Where is Wall Street? Look.
New York City.
In New York City, the financial capital of the world. Okay. What does he do on Wall Street?
Trade.
They exchange stock, bonds, money. And most of the Wall Street investors are very wealthy people. That's 90% of people who become wealthy, unless they are inherited something, they usually get it from trading. You don't usually become wealthy if you have a job. But you become wealthy, as far as the world is concerned, when you start trading in the stock. Well,